Welcome to Wednesday Comics. To my left, AP18 himself, Alex. How you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing well.
To my right, G-Dub himself, Garrett. How you doing?
Doing good.
Wednesday Comics podcast. My name is Marvin. I think last week I said to my left twice, so they were sitting. Alex was sitting on Garrett's lap. So,
whoa, lucky him. Santa's got a brand new bag, if you know what I mean.
I was gonna put Alex at the bottom, but his arms are too long, and nothing looks worse than when the chair looks way bigger than you. You know. So I'd rather have Alex having his arms hang off your arms than you have small arms on. It's just a mask, you know. Big chairs. Today.
Oh, we got a big chair here.
Today we're going to be talking about Eye Vampire number 2 as part of our book club. Before we get there, though, and I'm going to call your brother here, the hashtag guest host one. Jesus Christ! I swear to God, whoever made the Facebook Messenger app. Well, no, when the last time they updated it, they fucked it up. To call your brother, it's like 15 steps. It used to be one. Here we go. Yeah, there we go. Add them to this. So here's how what this game is called. It's called Comic Book Trends. And I will explain the rules here in a moment when your brother gets on. I thought maybe by the time I ramp up to this part, he would be here. Oh, here he is.
There he is.
Hello, this is hashtag guest host one signing in.
What, there he is. He is the entertainment capital of the world. He has all of these stories that you're looking for. And that's Mr. Corey Walls here. Corey, I called you because I have some very important news for you.
Oh, I am so ready for this very important
news. You are going to be part of tonight's game. You will be an equal participant. So any of the three you can win. I just find it sad if, though, you're not actually one of the three hosts in the show and you take away the win from these other two. I feel sad, not for you, excuse me, for them. I feel pride and I expected it. But okay. Here's how this game's going to work. And we will, whoever goes first will rotate, so don't worry about that because there is an advantage to going first. No, excuse me, there's an advantage going last, so we will rotate who goes first. We'll make it so whoever's in the lead, if that ever happens at any point, they'll automatically go first just to kind of even it up. This, as I stated right as Corey was picking up, this game is called Comic Book Trends. And what I'm going to do is give you like a subject. So let's say I might say Marvel Comics. No, excuse me, Marvel character, right? And there's this thing, I don't know, Alex, it's a little bit of technology called the Google.com. And you can basically on Google Trends put in three different things and say which one's been the most popular out of the three in searches. And so what we're going to do is I'll give you the subject. Each of you give me your answer. Whoever has the most searches wins that question. And so we'll see who is who's in the know about what's most popular. Now, you do see the advantage of going first because you have first pick. And we can't double up. We can't double up answers. But if you go third, you do also have the advantage of seeing what the other two said and maybe get a one that you know will be above those two. So it works in both ways. And like I said, we'll keep it fair by switching who goes first and who goes last. So speaking of my example, the first one we're going to do is going to be Marvel superheroes. So I need a Marvel superhero. I will put it into my machine here. And we'll see whether or not this is the last 12 months where it kind of ranks on that list here. And Corey, since you're calling in, we'll start with you first. And then we'll go to Alex and then Garrett. And then next time Alex will start and then the next time Garrett will start. So well, Marvel superhero.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me start because I just feel like starting with a win. And we're going to go Spider-Man.
Now, if you put in Spider-Man, are we doing with or without the hyphen? Now, I know the correct way is with the hyphen, but it's very important how we spell this in the search.
With the hyphen.
With the hyphen, okay.
I'm going to go with Deadpool.
Ooh, good choice.
And I'm going to go with the Wolverine.
Ooh.
Oh, now, once again, we're doing exactly...
Okay, search. Wolverine.
Just Wolverine, okay.
Wolverine.
And I do want to say also, if anybody wants to take, this isn't a duplicate answer. If somebody does want to take Spider-Man without the hyphen, I will allow it.
I'm good. I'm good.
So just to reiterate here, Corey picked Spider-Man, Alex picked Deadpool, and Garrett chose Wolverine. Now this is unexpected, and you guys did not know this, and we didn't expect this to happen here on Comic Book Trends, but when you put in these searches, it, like, auto assigns a color to it. The first one is always blue, and then it's red, and then yellow. So we have Spider-Man, Deadpool, and Wolverine. You guys fucking nailed it.
Wow.
I'm taking a picture of this, and I'm showing you.
That's amazing.
That was the order?
Mm-hmm.
That was the color order, yeah.
That was the color order, and you guys matched them up.
Oh, color order.
Blue, red, and yellow. That's nice.
Because at first I was like, how the fuck did they know what you put in there? And I was like, oh, no, that's just how it is. Here we go. Interest over the, as I said, the last 12 months we're going by. And there is a bonus question to each round, too, by the way. So,
does that mean Corey just got a point?
The number one, let's see. Oh, I can't add these up. Okay, we're going to just do the last week, all right? Because I can't add the over the past year. It just gives me specific dates. And it does have July 9th through the 15th, which was last week. We have Wolverine coming in with 51. I think this is 1,000 searches. Wolverine at 51. Well, that's pretty good, Gary, you know, 51. We have Deadpool at 72,000. So Deadpool beats out Wolverine.
What the fuck?
Which might make sense because they were saying, look at Hugh Jackman in the Deadpool movie. Maybe they weren't saying Wolverine, all right?
Mm.
But Corey over here says Spider-Man. Deadpool, 72,000, is in the lead. And Spider-Man, we have 39,000.
Really?
The least out of all three.
I mean, wow. I guess you do got the Deadpool hype for the movie, so that makes sense for sure.
There you go. So Alex with the first point in this round.
Hell yeah.
But
as long as it's not Corey, I feel good.
But there is another segment to this first question, which is an additional point. But we will not change the goals first. We'll do Corey, Alex, and Garrett again. When we move to the next subject, it'll be Alex's turn first. Here's for the second point of the round. The Deadpool is number one. But in which state? Name us. No, here we go. Yeah. Name us. Here's what I'm going to go. Name a state in which Deadpool was the number one answer.
State where Deadpool was the number one answer.
Mm-hmm. So maybe over all the states, Deadpool got the most, but in this one, the concentration of Deadpool people were in this state. If you can get one, you can match it. There's more than one answer. You get a point, additional point this round. So,
New York.
He says, Alex, what do you think? Deadpool, what state? Yeah, 50 choices. Oh, excuse me, 49, because he picked New York already.
Oh, let's do California.
California.
Damn it, Alex.
Garrett, what do you think?
Going Florida.
Florida.
Because Alex stole California from me.
I will let you know that actually nobody got a bonus point because all three of those are Spider-Man. We have Washington State, Hawaii, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and I think this is Vermont over there.
Fucking Iowa made the list.
Interesting. Damn. Well, what else? They don't have anything else to do.
South Dakota. What do you think? What do you think out of the three in South Dakota?
Wolverine
for sure.
Spider-Man.
It is Wolverine.
To be fair, Hawaii jumped in my brain. I don't know why, but Hawaii was like, oh, that'd be a fun one to pick. And went with that damn California.
Here you go, Alex, you're going to go first this round, and here is your subject, and I need an answer from you. any upcoming superhero movie? So you could say the Deadpool 3, you could say Kraven the Hunter, any movie that hasn't come out, you know, superhero-wise.
I'm going to go with Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Was that who's next? Sorry, who's next? Is it just me now? Okay. Yeah. Superman Legacy, of course.
Damn.
Sorry, Corey, I took yours probably.
No, I can't. I'm just.
Garrett, this is a real question. Is it Superman Legacy as two words, or is it Superman colon?
Legacy. From what I've seen, it's Superman colon Legacy. Okay. Well, I've seen them both ways, though, so I don't know.
So which one you want to do?
Do both.
No, I get you. Pick both. One.
Dude, that's not fair.
This is how it worked last time with Spider-Man.
No colon, just Superman Legacy.
Okay, here we go. By the way, I don't also know if it's not smart enough just to pick both of them, but...
I don't see the only thing, though, is that when you say Superman Legacy, I don't put the colon in.
When I see it in print, that in online, they always put the colon in. But yeah, I don't think I saw it in, like, the actual announcement.
Like, when I think of, like, Captain America, I say Captain America, the Winter Soldier. There's a moment of time in between. When Garrett says it, it's just Superman Legacy, so I don't know if there really would be or not.
Yeah. Corey, what do you think?
The Fantastic Four.
Ooh. That movie's never coming out.
They gotta cast it first. The cast keeps changing.
All right, here we go. So we have Alex with Superman Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Nope, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. That would be awesome.
No wonder I'm not winning that one.
What did I say? Superman? See a Spider-Man. Yeah,
typo.
It does say Spider-Man. I'll take a picture here just for evidence. Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse. We have Superman Legacy, no colon. Alex, I did put the colon in the dash in for you because I expect that's what you know.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The man you are. And then I have The Fantastic Four. Did you want The Fantastic Four or just Fantastic Four? I forgot to ask you that.
God, does it really matter? I feel like Google is smart enough.
It might be smart enough. I have no clue, but I'll
trust the smartness. I'll trust the googliness.
All right, okay, here. Nice. The number one answer in the last week. Let me click here so I can.
I literally watched The Internship last week. That's
I did too. That's crazy. Twins.
Whoa, twins.
With 17,000, we have the Fantastic Four. And with Superman Legacy, we have 70,000.
Nice.
And with Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, we have 8,000. So, Garrett, there you go. Point for Garrett.
Yeah.
Wait, you were at the bottom of Blender, and now we're saving lives? What?
What?
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Once again, a bonus point. Superman Legacy, in what state was it the number one answer? So, Alex, you first. Excuse me, Alex.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez, you overeager bastard.
Where would Metropolis be? I'm going to say Indiana. Indiana.
Garrett.
It's Illinois, Al. God.
Corey. Oh, sorry.
No.
Oh.
I was saying to okay, Alex. That's not my answer.
Is that your answer, Illinois?
I'm going to go Kansas.
Asshole. And then I'll
Kansas?
Go New York.
You said Kansas, Garrett?
Yep, Kansas.
Again, Corey, what do you have?
New York. New York. We're going to keep doing New York. It's going to land.
Doesn't break that record. Sticking with it.
Here's the thing. There's only one state out of 50 in which Superman Legacy had a majority to be number one. One state. And that is, I'm not fucking around. I took a picture so I can send it to you guys. South Dakota.
No,
what the yes, fucking shit. Like Garrett was visiting. He was born.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that is cool. Here's the more interesting thing. I think I can I drill down more on this thing? Oh, I can. In South Dakota, not only was it the majority answer, it was the only one that they'd searched for. They didn't search for the other two things in South Dakota last week.
Wow.
Just Superman Legacy. So there you go.
I don't even know how that would possibly make sense. There's like 700,000 people in the state. You're telling me New York didn't have 700,000 people who look?
No, it's based on like percentage of the state.
I suppose.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
So there was nobody in South Dakota, at least with a South Dakota IP address, that was looking for the Fantastic Four or Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse.
I didn't look for any of those three this past week, so fuck you.
There we go.
Well, damn.
So 101 and 0. Nobody has a bonus point so far either.
So who's got? I have one, and Corey has one.
No,
one.
Alex
has.
So what if I get this third one? What's this? Then we have sudden death.
We are going to 5 points, whether it be you get it through bonus or through this.
Oh.
Why won't it delete the Spider-Verse one? I want to put a different thing in here, bro.
You can't go beyond it.
All right, let me
just... Is this search thing from AI or from Google?
Google. It's based on them Googling it specifically. So this isn't anything but people want to Google. And then this is what... So you can do it in terms of, like, when I start typing in Superman Legacy, it says, oh, like, you can either do it with all the meta tags so that it knows, like, it that you're talking specifically about the movie, and no matter how anybody spelled it. Oh, that's why they asked me that. But I'm doing specifically, I type it in and say, they type this in. And so that's why I am asking you if the colon or no colon. Because that is part of this, because we're trying to see what's the most popular. And if people are spelling something fucking wrong, then that is also part of the deal. You got to be in the know. This is Hollywood over there. Corey understands he's got to keep his nose to the floor on that shit.
I don't know
why you're so aggressive.
Yep.
Garrett, it's your turn next.
All right. It's born ready.
Oh, fucking hell. This third one here is I need either an actor or actress that has ever started in a superhero film. You're going to pick an actor or actress, and we'll see who's the men the most searched in last week.
Haley Atwell. Suck my dick. Oh, yeah.
I need some help here. How does she spell her name?
H-A-Y-L-E-Y. Space.
H-A-Y.
Double D titty. I mean, A-T-W-E-L.
A-T-W-A-L.
W-E-L-L, I'm pretty sure. You might want to fact check me on that.
Yeah, he'll fact check you on that shit quick. Because he's not even pulling up that one saying, are you talking about this person? Haley at
the well.
No, you're right. All right. Oh, that's why. I spelled the first name wrong. Even though you did say it like twice. There we go. All right. Haley Atwell. Corey, you are next.
I'm going to one-up Garrett and go Margot Robbie.
Barf.
Because they've been talking about Barbie all last week.
Oh, God.
If I don't win this one, it'll be crazy.
There we go. Alex.
Hugh Jackman.
All right, here we go. Put it in the old Googler. It's giving me the results.
There's no way I didn't get this.
I saw a lot of articles about Haley Atwell in Mission Impossible. So,
all right, let's see here. Oh, with this one, I will tell you guys right now, this is a close one. I'm going to have to actually click the official numbers because before I could ask, I could see. Holy shit. I will let you know this. Between 2 and 1, there is a 1,000 difference. So here
give
we go.
It to me.
Here it is.
Give
baby.
It to me.
Here it is, baby. Garrett, you said Haley Atwell.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in the new Mission Impossible movie, which she was fantastic in it. Great movie.
It was great. It was so good.
Very great.
But now the sequel is delayed because of the strikes, which I feel I, you know, get paid. I said last week, get paid. But also, that movie might come out after I die. So, who knows? Because they're delaying everything like 4 years right now. And then Corey said, you know what? Give me some fucking press out there. Barbie. So I'm going to do Margot Robbie. And then here walks in Alex and says, you know what? You two had the opportunity to go first and you didn't pick the best one. He said, what about a huge ass man? All right. Is that what you said, Alex?
I said huge jacked man. Gosh.
Oh, okay. So I put that in the old Googler too, and I said, all right, let me run these numbers. It said July 9th through the 15th. I said yes. And it said, with your number two, we're going to go with Haley Atwell with 54,000.
Oh, man.
So that means our number one.
You can say it.
With 55,000 is Hugh Jackman.
No,
nice.
Yeah.
And Margo, here's the best part, Garrett.
Please tell me Margo Robbie's like
Margo Robbie tenth. Has 10,000.
No way.
Dude. Okay, I did see that has good reviews. I'll give you that for Barbie. But
Garrett, you don't have to be.
She's playing a fucking doll, okay?
You don't have to be down on Barbie because you're all about Oppenheimer.
It's going to be a superior movie.
And believe me, the only reason why this is funny was how sure he was. I guess.
Because they've been advertising that movie up the ass.
No, I am 100% with you. I'm just saying it's like the turn it took because I was like, right. I was like, Corey wins this thing. And then I was,
wow,
especially because I thought Hugh Jackman would have 10,000. I was like, that died off. That conversation was 3 weeks ago. But I guess he's just so fucking popular that it doesn't matter.
It is true.
There you go. Huge ass man. Yeah, that's why I put it in as huge ass man. oh, no. Now Haley Atwell doesn't want to go away. God damn it.
Of course.
I wouldn't want her to go away either.
So we are right now. Alex is 2. Garrett has 1. Oh, shit. I didn't want to get rid of that. We got to see the bonus question. All right. Let me put it in here again. Margo Robbie.
Is it going to be the same bonus question as the previous 2 bonus questions?
Good state.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. You know what, guys? This is a rare thing, but we got to own up to it. That was not the official count. Because I just realized I spelled Margo without the T.
Oh, snap.
We're checking now with
so
the crush.
Now let's check and see. You know, Corey, I apologize.
Rescore.
I look like the fool in the end. Haley Atwell. I wish yours. Here we go. So now let's say officially. what we got here? We got a close one here. The other two remain the same, but Margot Robbie officially you spelled the correct way because I saw it this time. Margot Robbie has 100,000.
Oh,
see, I figured there was no way.
Okay, that makes way more sense, but it's still hilarious to me. But there is 10,000 that are looking for Margo without the T out there. So it does show you that it does matter exactly how it's spelled.
Okay.
Fuck. Now it's funny for the opposite reason that Marvin.
I fucked it up.
Marvin fucked it up.
Can you imagine I'm the host for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I give away $1 million, and they're like, Marvin.
Oh, we gotta redo that.
That was only the $10,000 question.
Ah, shit. I forgot the bonus. you know what? No bonus on that one. Fuck it.
I was like, we're never gonna leave that question.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, here we go. We're back to the beginning now. So now it is Corey's turn, right? We're all the way around.
Yep.
Score is tied 1-1-1. No more Corey being my back by 2. He is. You did redeem yourself. You had double what we thought.
Wait, did you say we're going to 5 points or best out of 5?
Well, if somebody gets if somebody gets these bonus ones, you could be getting a point. Literally,
my goodness!
You could get 2 points every question.
Listen, yeah. The next one, the next round, they're all worth 2 points.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna put here a DC character. The first one we had Marvel superheroes characters, and so now we have DC. So Corey as the person who loves Marvel, what's your DC?
Batman.
The Batman? Wait, just Batman or the Batman?
Batman.
So, wait, sorry, I'm confused on the category or the question.
DC character.
DC superhero. You weren't paying attention, Batman.
I was too.
Alex.
Corey. Blue Beetle.
Gotta do it. Superman. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm still having you, Corey. Batman.
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 Who?
Batman. Who?
Badminton?
Batman. What are we doing? Batman?
Fighting crime.
Jesus Christ.
Hold Did on. You spell it right this time?
No, he just wouldn't fucking let me type it. All right, so we got Superman. We have Batman. And we have Blue Beetle. Alex is thinking about the movie might be in the talk right now. So we are talking about the last 7 days. And we do have a clear winner here on for this round here. Blue Beetle. Unfortunately, Alex is only at 14,000.
That's okay. It's not going to be that good anyway.
Yeah, you are right to think that because it does come out in, what, about a month? Less than a month now? And I have yet to have any interest in it. So,
I think, sorry, side note. The only reason I can't get excited for it is that it's the kid who played Miguel in Cobra Kai. Mm-hmm. And I can't see him as anything other than Miguel from Cobra Kai.
That's fair.
I'm not a Cobra Kai guy, but is he a bad guy or a good guy in that?
He's a good guy.
Good guy. Marvin, you need to watch Cobra Kai.
The show is fantastic.
Is there fighting in it? What kind of show is it? We're talking
yes.
about
a lot of yes. fighting. Oh, my fuck. He's Descendants of the Karate Kid. He's trolling.
You know, Mr. Miyagi.
I'm actually not trolling right now because every single time I see a clip, it's like them talking in the dojo, but that's all they're ever doing.
Well, that's all Daniel-san does is talk.
Oh, they gotta learn lessons.
Lots of jabber, John.
There's new blood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, I was wondering how they made a Cobra Kai video game. I thought you just stood around and talked.
Oh, that video game sucked ass, but I bought it.
With 54,000, we have Superman.
Fuck that.
And Batman's coming in at 83,000, so that isn't a real answer.
Yeah, whatever.
Batman.
Fuck, there we go. That. What's been Batman lately? There's been nothing Batman news.
Who doesn't just look up Batman?
So that's three for Corey, and then you guys have...
That's not three for Corey.
It's two for Corey.
What the fuck are you doing over there, Marvin?
No. I said this round, everything's worth 2 points.
Oh, sure.
So, yep. So he has three now, and you guys
have
one.
Makes sense to me.
So now we're going to go to the bonus question here.
Wow, what a swing.
We're going to go to the bonus question here. No, we just name a state. So, Corey, state?
Just a state?
A state that Batman was number one in.
New York.
Let's go Chicago. I guess it's...
That's a city.
Illinois.
Let's go, Chicago. Corey, there's 50 of them. Pick one of them.
I said Illinois.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. Alex.
Making fun of you.
Alex.
I'm going to go Massachusetts.
Mass, he says.
Massachusetts.
I didn't want to go to New York because I didn't want to take Corey's thunder.
So we got ill, we got ass, and Garrett, what do you have?
I'm going to go with New York.
New York, the doggy.
If New York wins, I swear to God.
Please, just Marvin, just lie.
Here we go.
Let me win.
Garrett said New York.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Yeah, fuck you, Corey.
So 2 points for
fuck
Garrett.
Yeah.
But no, but remember, you can still, multiple people can win in this one because it has to be number one in that state. Massachusetts. The Massies. It is Batman's number one there too. So Corey, Alex, 2 points for you too. So nice. Now we are tied 3-3. Corey, what
it's
did
a
you three, say?
3-3 way.
Did Illinois have a number one?
Illinois, that's what it was. In Illinois, the number one answer was indeed Batman. So your winner. Your winner, Corey. Corey, you have a speech? You want to say something?
You know,
I got one. I got more of a eulogy. He bitched about not enough points and somehow won.
It's not how you play the game. It's how you change the rules to win.
Yeah, you bitch enough and the rules get changed and you win.
Hey, I'm not the rule maker.
Yeah, you're just the rule bitcher. That's what you are.
Well, Corey made me feel like nobody was ever going to get a bonus question right. So I was like, he's like, five? And I was like, all right, so we'll make it two.
I mean, to be fair, I do feel like Corey should have won after the Margot Robbie incident. He got told his only 10,000.
Listen, we all remember the Margot Robbie incident. I know where I was. But
hey, but you know, now that wrongs were righted, I won't write.
But I mean,
the hit piece, you know,
Corey, how much of that is on her? Why put a silent T in there?
She can't help it. She's Australian, I'm pretty sure.
They got T's in Australia.
What? No, they don't.
You know what? From now on, your name is Corey, and at the end, you just have a T.
To be fair, Australia literally has a T in it.
What?
I'm saying Australia already has a T in it, so you know they have to have T's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jeez, Corey.
I know. What am I thinking? Gosh.
Corey, thank you for joining us tonight, and also congratulations on the win. You are the current champion. Of the trend champion. This is why I said this man's in the know. He's Mr. Hollywood over here. He knows what's happening out there in the trends. And this is why I go to him for my news, and I don't even go to these my own co-host. I gotta call
Joe Hollywood.
I gotta go outside the house for this information.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not what the people do for hashtag guest host one, it's what hashtag guest host one.
Oh, God. Damn, Corey. You're in deep in there now.
Is this time for me to sign off?
Unless you want to talk about a comic book you probably never read.
No. Because if you're talking about Spider-Man, I am way behind. I still keep buying.
We're talking about Spider-Man. You ever heard of it? You caught up?
This is hashtag guest host one. If you come for my title, I will defend it and I will win. Thank you so much. And remember, if you're on the bronze tier of Patreon,
God damn it,
$13 for an hour of Garrett's time. If you want 13 minutes of my.
There you go, Corey.
Oh, does it again. Yeah, fuck you. I got the host on my side.
There you go. So the winner of the
love you, bro.
First round of champions on a little game called Comic Book Trends. A valiant fight from these two here, 3-5. But sometimes you gotta know where your bread and butter is, and that's in Batman. Do you think he eats butter? His butter seems like a poor people's thing, right? Like butter.
Butter makes things taste richer, though.
I don't mean butter on toast. I mean a butter sandwich.
Oh, gross.
You know what I mean? Like it doesn't have. It's the bread's not toasted.
That's just 2 calories. You're right. That's true.
I mean, you know, it's basically eating a butter stick is what I'm talking about here. that's a cheap thing, I feel like. Anyways, maybe it's just the way that my mom made some sandwiches, too much butter. Garrett, speaking of something nice and savory, what do we have?
Wednesday. Wait, what?
Nice and savory.
Are you talking about the book club?
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday Comics, Jesus, you totally threw me off. Wednesday Comics, League of Extraordinary Gentle People proudly presents I, Vampire, number 2, written by Joshua Hale Vyalkov with art by Andrea Sorrentino.
There you go. As it stated, you know, the Wednesday Comics, Jesus, comic book, whatever he said. Jesus. Very savory. A lot of, I saw some, there was some finger licking good shit happening in this issue. And so that's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of shit going on. You know, let me ask you guys a question, and I'm serious with this question. It's going to sound like I am joking around, but I am being serious. So, did she become a vampire because she had sex with him and that turned her into a vampire?
They haven't defined it, but we just know that Andrew turned Mary.
In the bed.
Well. And maybe it's the like the vampires of the world we live in now. They're all super horny.
Bro, I don't know if you can go back and zoom in on that cheat. This man, this vampire, he's got a third leg down there. And so I guess, you know, if the choice is you have to turn into a vampire afterwards, you know, who doesn't? Look at that thing.
Hey, they don't call it bloodlust for a reason, you know?
I guess it would make sense, right, Alex? Because they drink all that blood. Where does it go?
It's gotta go somewhere.
There you go. What do you think of the second issue?
I liked it. I think it was a little more clear than the first issue. And it was interesting getting it from Mary's perspective. And it kind of makes Andrew seem kind of like Batman to me in a way where he's in the shadows and he's the like he's the force that's coming in to ruin Mary's plan. And I think that makes it kind of enjoyable that Andrew is this like badass vampire killer, but is also a vampire. I just think that's really ominous. What?
Blade. And honestly,
yeah, I know it is like Blade.
Every time the first two issues that I've read of this book, all I think of is that this does not feel like a DC book. The art is good. Some of the art's almost too much for a DC book, even. Like in the sexual aspects that we keep building up to, the tension that this book has built up. It's good. It's got things that I'm interested in. But every time I get to a point where we're done, I feel like the issues are almost too short. I need just a little bit more meat on the bones to keep me pulled in. Like, I want to know what's going to happen, but I feel like we just get dropped off a cliff. I'm like, oh, we're done? Okay. I feel like there could be a little bit more.
With this issue, like, so I'm trying to remember back when I'm like reading this issue about the time of when this game was coming out, New 52 and shit, right? And I remember during that time, and I was looking at the cover of this one, and during that time, like, it was pretty faux pas and seemed like old school to have any kind of text on the cover that was like, you know, that the character's actually talking, you know, conversational bubbles or stuff. And then, so this issue has that on the front, and I remember this was a big thing at that time. Hello?
That's a scary noise.
Is that you?
No.
Oh. That is scary news.
It almost felt like dial up or like that underwater sound that you sent us at one of our previous shows from 2 years ago.
I didn't hear anything, so it's probably me.
Oh, okay.
Do you live near a train station?
That was a very creepy sound. I was like,
I do not live near a train station.
Or a lake?
With well,
like
know,
a like I a lighthouse.
I think I'm a giant rope swings away from a lake. You know
okay.
What I mean?
Okay. So there's conversation of bubbles on the cover, and like I remember that was very full pod at the time, and DC started doing it because they wanted that classic kind of old school feel. But then inside, like as you were saying, Alex, like very mature kind of book, and you kind of like forget that DC was putting this out at that time. I remember like New 52 was a mixture of things that. Depending on what slice of the DC pie you're doing, Superman, Batman, etc. But I remember there was the dark kind of universe section that we'll say, and they really were looking going for like kind of Vertigo kind of Image Comics kind of vibe with making it more mature like this. And so yeah, I think it's good for like it was definitely a little fish in a big pond back then. With more, you know, trying to compete against Superman and Batman. But if I think about it in terms of, like, that's where it was, I actually think it's great. But if I think about it, like, and I'm putting it against content from, like, content creators, you know, it's not based on anything, like, I think then it's just okay, right? So it's for a superhero thing, I think it's pretty great for, like, if this was your first kind of step into, like, reading something very different in comic books, rather than just a standard superhero, this would have expanded my horizons beyond just DC and stuff like that at that time.
I think a part of that, I feel like as a comic book reader, I am very well versed now in reading weird things. And I think maybe you're right. The fact that my brain tells me this is DC and it doesn't fit the DC storyboard that I expect, maybe I am more impressed by this book than I think I am. But I can't give a fact that it feels like it should be Image. The fact is DC, I'm thrown off. I should be giving this book a higher rating. 8. If we still rated books, 8.
I don't know. We haven't rated one in a while. It is, like I said, it's kind of like a solid B minus. And I know you did numbers and now I'm doing letters, but like, it's one of those things that like, you know, it's not, you know, it's not going to win any Oscars or Emmys or any whatever the fuck. But you always can go to and watch it, and it is good. So let's say
it's like a DC palate cleanser. You know, it's like it's not so in your face with crossovers or other characters. Even though I do remember, I think eventually Batman does show up.
In what?
It's kind of nice that it's like in iVampire.
Oh, yeah. Crossover. I believe he does, yeah. If I remember correctly. I don't even know what the analogy I was making. I kind of lost track when you started talking about some Superman. Batman, excuse me. Anyways, I think for like where it was coming out, like, it is a, oh, that's what I'm saying. It's a solid book. It's one of the things you can like read. And I know like the next issue is not going to be boring and I'll get something out of the next issue and the next one. But it's certainly also not something that I'm going to be like, oh, you know, top five. This is top five of all time. But it's nice and solid, I feel like. And I feel like back then we get to kind of look in perspective as I was stating and kind of give it more props for being able to do this. Excuse me. To do this when, what, 5 years later, they'll try to do Black Label and they have to censor in the very first book, Batman's penis. But in this one, that thing's basically hanging out of his pants. So, you know,
they were too slow. Only if you got it digitally did it get censored.
Here you go. I,
you know what? That's, hey, go when ahead. They put out the, what was that one called? Batman, what? Damn.
Batwing.
It was damned. Yeah, damned.
When they released the whole collection of it, like hardcover, quote unquote hardcover, did they blink it out then too?
Yeah, yeah. They changed. Sure it was. It never appears that way. And even like in second printings, they took it out in comic book form.
That's why people sell it for like $500. Yeah, just bro. To see some Bruce Wayne dick.
You can make good money on that book. You two have it in physical, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I only got it digital, and then they erased it for me.
I'll send you a copy.
I didn't screenshot in time.
At my new place, I set up all my graphic novels again. God, I miss them. And so I'll be able to find it. I can send you a pic.
Okay. And then what I'll do
get,
is...
I'll get you a Batwing pic.
And then what I'll do is...
A big pic.
Then what I'll do is, on my digital version, I will Photoshop that in.
Yeah, that'll show them.
I'll make my own. Print it out. There you go. Batman cock and vampire cock. I think that's last week we talked about vampire cock. And it did show up in this one. So you know what? I don't feel bad for bringing it up last week. We talked about
Speaking of cock, quick sidebar. Have you guys read The Giant Cock Jew yet?
Nope.
No.
You gotta fucking read it.
We talked about that. You know what you gotta do? You gotta send me that title like in the group chat. Because by the time we're done with this, I don't remember what the heck you just told me. I heard misoplistic and I just got mad.
So. That little fat fuck.
God, when is he showing up in Superman Legacy? He has to, right?
Yeah, I hope James Gunn brings him in.
God, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, no, it's gonna be Todd from Breaking Bad
Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, Jesse Plemons. Yeah. He'll be the imp of the fifth dimension.
Oh my, that's better than Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito's kind of more on the nose, but that's good. There we go, that fat fuck. Not Jesse. I mean, you know, the other fat fuck with the top hat. There we go. WednesdayComics.com is the website. Go there, subscribe to the show. Also, click on the website button to go to our merch page, Twitter. These two are on Twitter at the AP Keaton and AK47. At the AP Keaton and at Garot 2188. Sorry.
1847.
Nor AP47. I am actually on Threads. If you want to look for SALMARV, that's how I'm on there. Because for some
reason, what the fuck is Threads?
Threads is the new Twitter.
Oh.
Because people left Twitter. And so now Mr. Zuckerberg, the man who's helping us right now on this, made his own kind of version with the people who got fired from Twitter.
Damn. So he owns Instagram, Facebook, and now Threads,
yeah,
which is Twitter.
Wow. So he's got way more fucking money than he could ever. He could just give out $1 billion.
I saw that he was doing like fighting, like taekwondo
fights. He is. That's part of it. Fight.
Man, guy can do it all.
There you go. You can do it all, especially when you're a robot. So,
except sharing intellectual property with his co-founders.
You're talking about Spider-Man, right? There we go.
Zuckerberg helped create. Oh yeah.
that was the Spider-Man. That was the world where Miles was the Prowler, and Peter Parker never got the superpowers. He instead funded. He instead founded Facebook. So that was that. That's what that movie you saw. So. A long way for that joke that really didn't land because I stumbled over my words. So,
Corey feels that way all the time. Don't worry about it.
That's a fun game with the Google Trends. I like you guys. You come up with your own answers. I'm just giving you a subject. You got free reign, and you're really kind of thinking about what's number one, you know? And I can see everybody's logic, right? I'm just surprised that that the Spider-Verse one was so low. Maybe it's just because it got delayed because all this stuff going on. And maybe people are just like, yeah, whatever.
Well, I was tempted to go with Deadpool for that one too, but I thought, no. I already won with Deadpool once, let's let it go.
It would have been TMNT you could have done, but that would have been up there. God damn.
Mm. Well, we know fucking Donatello would be at the bottom of that list, though.
He is literally not the worst one, all right? Mikey.
Who's the worst one?
Mikey is not the worst one either. I was gonna rail against him, and then I remember about Last Ruin, and I was like, no, he was great in that.
That's what I was thinking too. You're gonna say Leonardo.
Leonardo's the worst one, yeah.
Oh, honestly, I think all four of them had their merits. They're all good at something.
What's Leo good at?
He's usually the one that takes out the Shredder. Raph has taken out the Shredder. He's been the Shredder. Mikey has taken out the Shredder and been the only turtle to survive. Donnie has taken out the Shredder in a different timeline. So they all have their merits.
Question, but which one has died?
Oh, well, the other three have. Mikey's the only one that survived. So
no, I'm just Donatello died for a little bit there. He got transferred to a robot.
He got his shell cracked and went into a coma. Not dead.
Yeah. Soft shells, if you know what I mean.
Dude, are there turtles that are soft shells?
Yeah, there are soft shell turtles.
Actually, Donatello is a soft shell in the 2018 cartoon. So that's why he has to wear a mech suit on the back or mech backpack to be his shell.
Cool. Garrett, you know, that was embedded in your mind somehow. Michael Bay. It's
probably because I was a field assistant for my lady. Who studies turtles, so...
No, but you didn't know Donatello was actually a soft tissue.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you called it.
I thought he was just a morph version of Shrek.
You called it.
They all were from that 2014 movie.
Did you ever watch that?
Shrek's kids.
Garrett?
Which one?
The Michael Bay one.
I watched the first one. I did not watch the second one.
Oh, wait. No, yeah, there was two, right? Second one. I was talking about the second one.
Watch Out of the Shadows. That one's at least okay.
Skip the second one's better than the first one?
By far. At least has Bebop and Rocksteady. And the foot, it actually seems like the foot instead of a weird army militia.
Wait, which is the one where they fight the Shredder like on the thing that's falling down?
That's on the top one. Of
the first one.
Oh, okay. I've never seen the second one then. Never mind.
Is Stephen Amell good as Casey Jones?
Oh, he is the worst.
Oh, no. Getting that's the whole fucking the reason dick. I'm watching to watch
Getting it. Kicked in the dick would be more interesting than his half-ass acting.
Oh, God, that kills me. Now I gotta watch it.
There you go. Maybe, what do you guys know out there in the universe? What do you think's gonna, what's number one? There might have been a better answer than Margot Robbie, but we'll never know.
Whenever Oppenheimer.
That's not how the game's played, yeah. Clive. Killian Murphy. I was thinking of Clive Owen, that's who I was thinking of. Mm. Killian Murphy, like if he plays Scarecrow, so I would have accepted his name as an answer. He could have been number one. Who knows? But you know, our sponsors, Rainbow Comics and Cards.com, fantastic. As I was talking about, you can get all those books there. Probably a Batman Dam for $1,000. Go ahead and go there and get that. That's Rainbow. ComicsandCards.com. Rainbow. ComicsandCards.com. Would you recommend that, Alex, doing a full search of the United States for Batman Damned?
I would. I mean, I did it. I mean, I just went down the street and got it. But why wouldn't you want that bat dick in your house? On your shelves? Do it.
It's on my shelves. It's on the top shelf, and it reaches all the way to the bottom shelf.
Hell yeah.
Only in the shadow of the crack, though.
There you go. I just realized this whole time, is it giant kaiju or cockatoo?
It's cockatoo.
Oh, okay.
And I'm pretty sure it's, is it John Layman that writes it? Somebody writes it. Let me double check.
Anyways, Rainbow Comics and Cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rainbow Comics and Cards. You probably can find this book there. Giant Cock. What was it called?
Giant Cock Jew.
Oh.
It's written by Jerry Dugan.
We do hear he's saying that, right? All right.
K-O-K-J-U. I don't know how many different ways I can say it. Cock Jew. And yeah, I will say there is some cocks in there. So
I bet. And they're probably attached to kaiju, so they're skyscrapers on his dick, of course.
There you go. Also, our visit RootsToTheSwampThing.com. The man, you know, I think actually this is John Boland is using this as a cover because he actually is a Swamp Thing, and I'm gonna go to my grave with that conspiracy theory. And if you want to learn more about that character, that is RootsToTheSwampThing.com, and I would go there not only for the collection. You know, you come for the collection, you stay for the stories. You know what I mean, boys? RootsToTheSwampThing.com.
See, now my thing is I want to ruin that too by talking about how big those tubers and how big that wood is that Swamp Thing has. I figured we're talking about dicks or anything else was added to him too. It's just
too much dick, guys. Too much dick.
Damn. Tubers. Giant. Also, SuperCon 2023, I'm going to call it because I keep forgetting it's like Sioux Falls and Beyond the Con. Sioux Falls Beyond the Con. Whatever it's called. But SuperCon 2023, this year, September 30th through October 2nd, I believe. Be there, be square. Probably going to see Deadpool there, Wolverine, and Spider-Man without the hyphen, though. That guy usually shows up there without the hyphen. Not full hyphen. Does that sound like German?
Hyphen.
Knife hyphen? Not the hyphen. That's what I said. Not the hyphen.
Nine hyphen.
There we go. And while you're over there, make sure to check out who else is going to be there. Like our pal Phil Hester of the Gotham Central fame. Bring your five issues in and get them signed by him. We brought them for you guys to enjoy. And it sounds weird, but that's what we did.
Is it Gotham City Year One?
Gotham City Year One. What did I say? Gotham Central?
Gotham Central.
That would be badass, though. Gotham Central Year One.
Damn. Well, Phil, we'll talk about it. See what else you're working on when we see you next. So, for Wednesday Comics, my name is Marvin.
I'm Alex.
I'm Garrett.
Hey, everyone, enjoy that weather and keep turning those pages.